Well, December the 2nd, I pushed my bike, I rode my bike, I pushed my bike, I rode my bike, and now I'm pushing my bike for the last kind of, 200-300 meters off the main road into the car park and the Tooting Beck Common. And I can see some lights already from the Lido shining my way, which is marvelous. Brought such a big smile on my face. And the gates are open. I can see some footprints already in the snow, walking towards the Lido. And I'm pushing my bike through quite deep snow. And all the snow is accumulating on the wheels. And it's quite hard to push the bike, but it's just magnificent. There's a few cars in the car park, as ever. Batch's slick Mercedes SLK is there already as well. He just loves the snow, Batch does. I bet there's going to be a bit of a snow fighting going on, maybe already as I'm walking in. But I've still got a bit of way to push my bike. It's not that easy. And it's quite powdery, the snow here, which is funny because coming out of my house, I felt the snow was very heavy and more kind of, well, sludge than anything else. But here it's very powdery and nice. And the lifeguards, my God, they're amazing. They've already again cleared a path for us to walk between the first and the second gate. And I'm just pushing my bike through the second gate and through the little wiggly woggly. And here it is. And it's snowing heavily. It still is snowing heavily. I mean, I can't believe I grew up in a country where this was the norm for the winter. Grew up in Austria, but here in England to have this, well, we have it every year, and every year it's chaos. And this is the same. Poor Londoners, poor Brits are in chaos yet again. I can even see some footprints that made it to reading the water temperature, because, well, all the way around the pool there's this thick layer of snow, and you could just about tell that a little piece of wood where the thermometer for the deep end is attached to, and the thermometer is in the pool. There's even a few patches of, well, snow forming on the water. Let me just put my bike in. I'm the first bike here. No Vince yet. Actually, I feel for Vince because he, where he lives, he's got to come down a hill, and I'm sure that the road isn't cleared where he is, so God knows how he'll make it here. But it's funny, you know, there's little kind of pockets of snow that are formed on the water. That means the water is quite cold for it to actually settle, because it's not ice, it's just snow that has kind of accumulated. And Vince is here. God, I just said I was really worried for you because you've got to come down a hill. But he's here. He's pushing his bike. I'm going to park it probably next to mine this time, being here before him. I'm just going to check the water temperature. Oh, excuse the snotty nose, but it's the cycling in the cold. Okay, it is, well, it is zero, actually. What? Vince, have a look with me. We have to swim. Isn't it zero? Looks like zero.
No, it's two.
Is it two?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it's two.
But, you
still
know,
cold.
We can always say it's zero for the rain.
Do you know what?
I can't see it.
Yeah.
It's zero.
It's zero. But do you know what? The air temperature feels warm, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, it's just gorgeous.
Mind you, I have got all my clothes on.
Well, yes, for sure. We have all our clothes on still. But look, there's some snow kind of forming on the water here, which is great. Okay, well, it's great. The lifeguards are just amazing because there's even quite a wide path they've cleared for us to go down the cubicles along the side of the pool. One thing that's missing at the moment is the sound of a train. And I've been here a while and there's no sound of trains. That means commuters are staying in their beds, but we hardened SLSC swimmers are here swimming.